We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. There's my dear friend BB Shea.
What's going on?
Tina is on the line. Tina, you're playing the feud here. You can have BB Shea, you can have Biggie, or you can have Chris Dem be your partner. Who you got?
Chris Dem, please.
Christopher Dem will be your partner today. These are survey questions. You'll try to go through a couple of categories and be a winner. Elliot, you can have Biggie or BB Shea. Who you got?
Biggie.
Biggie, it is. That means, BB Shea, you'll float back and forth with a chance to steal here. We have you in. The captains for round one here, we're playing best two out of three, are Chris Dem and Biggie. So you come to the center of the ring here and shout your name when you know the best answer to this. Biggie, you ready?
Yes.
Chris Dem, you're ready?
Amen.
Yes.
Top six answers on the board. 100 people survey. If your family is really stressing you out, What might you buy yourself for Christmas?
Biggie. Cigs.
Show us cigarettes. No, I think those cigarettes, I guess, are falling now. Chris Dem.
For Christmas.
Yes, if your family is really stressing you out, what might you buy yourself for Christmas?
Beer.
Show us beer. Number one answer, beer, alcoholic beverages of any type. And that means you and Tina can play or pass. Tina, do you want to play or pass that?
Let's play.
Playing. Okay. That means it'll go over to you. BB Shea, you slide over to Biggie's area, and you and Elliot and Biggie will try to steal it. Again, five answers left. There were only six. If your family is really stressing you out, what might you buy yourself for Christmas? Booze is number one. Tina, give us another.
How about a spa retreat?
Show us a spa retreat. Spa day or massage is number four. Spa day or massage. There are four answers left, and you have no strikes so far. Chris Dem.
Vacation?
Show us vacation. Number three is vacation, so you all are halfway to sweeping this category already. There are three answers left. If your family is really stressing you out, what might you buy yourself for Christmas? Number one is beer or any alcoholic beverage. Number three is vacation. Number four is spa day or massage. Tina, give us another. You have no strikes.
How about a bong?
Show us.
Yeah.
A bong. Yeah, it's number six. Weed, drugs, drug accessories.
Okay.
So we've crossed the line on the feud.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, on the feud they will go there. So they didn't go cigarettes. They did go weed.
They did go weed.
Legal in California.
It's more acceptable now, I think.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe more so than cigarettes. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think you may be right. Well, you and I have done some talking about
it. Yeah, we have.
Listen, we log rollers.
Oh, yes, I'm more acceptable than cigarettes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, like you wouldn't walk out of a restaurant and see some guy getting high, and you'd still be shocked.
Yeah. Well, when I smell it, even still.
Yeah.
I went to New York City and was just like, oh, my God, it's overpowering, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I could tell you a Martha Stewart story about that, too, but I won't waste your time. I just saw her documentary. If your family is stressing you out, what might you buy yourself for Christmas? Booze, number one. Vacation, number three. Spa day or massage, four. Drugs, weed, drug accessories, number six. Only two left. Chris Dem.
I'm trying to think of noise-canceling headphones.
Show us noise-canceling headphones. Number two.
What?
Wow.
What?
Wow. Earplugs, earphones. Number two. Wow. We may have a sweep here without even a buzzer, which never happens. Maybe no strikes at all. No strikes so far. If your family's stressing you out, what might you buy yourself for Christmas? Beer or booze, earphones, earplugs, vacation, spa day or massage, weed, meds, drugs, drug accessories. One left, Tina. Give it to us and sweep the category.
How about a dog?
Show us a dog. No, we do. That's the first miss there. Oh, I did the wrong button. There. Okay, Chris Dem, one strike.
How about new video game set?
Show us new video games. No, and now you have two strikes. So if your family is stressing you out, what might you buy yourself for Christmas? Beer or booze, earphones, earplugs, vacation, spa day massage, weed, meds, drugs, and paraphernalia. Tina, one left. If you give it, you sweep the category. But if not, Elliot will get a chance to steal it. What do you say?
A car?
Show us a new car. No, and that's a strikeout. But you did very well. You got five of the six.
Well done, Tina.
Elliot, you and BB Shea will give to Biggie, who is the captain, some suggestions for that very last one, Elliot. If your family is really stressing you out, what might you buy yourself for Christmas? Alcoholic beverages, Earphones, earplugs, vacation, spa day, massage, weed, drug paraphernalia, all gone. One left. Steal it. Elliot, what do you say?
Either therapy or a lady of the night.
Therapy or a lady of the night. BB Shea.
I said an RV or a like a new apartment or a sex doll.
All right. RV, apartment, sex doll, lady of the night, therapy.
Yeah, y'all all went sex and I went darker. I thought a gun.
A gun.
Shoot them with.
Sex, darkness. Biggie, it's your
choice. You're the cap. You're the cap. Like the RV, which kind of led me to maybe a motel.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say a night at a hotel or a motel.
Just a night away at a hotel or motel. If it's there, you've stolen round one. Show it to us.
That's a good answer.
That's a good answer. Candy or chocolates?
The last one. Like junk food.
Junk food.
Okay.
Wow, and it's right in front of us, too.
Yeah.
We just had it. Not as much as the other day, but still. That's a good round for everybody there. Tina knocks enough out to win round one, so that means Elliot has to win round two to force overtime. And Elliot and Tina are the captains for round two. Tina, are you ready to shout your name when you know the best answer to the next question?
I am.
And Elliot, are you ready?
I am.
All right, remember to shout your name here. Top eight answers on the board. Fill in the blank. 100 people survey. I'm so happy I could blank.
Tina.
Tina.
Cry.
Show us cry. Number one answer is cry. Ooh. Tina, you want to play or pass that? There are seven left.
Let's play.
Play. Okay. She's playing it again. Mm. That goes back over to Chris Tim. BB Shea, you'll stay in with Biggie. Okay. Top eight answers are on the board. One is gone. I'm so happy I could cry is number one. Chris Tim.
I'm so happy. I've never been that happy.
That's true. You got the wrong partner for this one.
Yeah.
Tina, I'm sorry. He lives in a dark place. Yes.
Pee myself.
Show us. Pee myself.
I don't think it was that bad of an answer.
That was a great answer, yeah.
I looked it up and
I've
down.
I've heard that before.
I look it up and it's not there. All right, we have one strike now and still seven answers left. Tina, fill in the blank. I'm so happy I could blank.
Laugh.
Show us.
Laugh.
Show us. Laugh. Not on there. Now we have two strikes. Two strikes. And Chris Dim must give one or they'll get a chance to steal it. Fill in the blank. I'm so happy I could blank. Cry is number one. Chris Dim.
Die.
Show us. Die. No. Wow. That's a strikeout. Elliot is the cat. He needs one of these. Just one. And he's a winner in round two and forces overtime. Biggie, you can suggest some answers. So will BB Shea. Biggie, what do you say?
All I've ever heard is cry, but I thought I'm so happy I could scream.
All right. Any others?
That's all I got.
BB Shea.
I don't know why this was so hard. Yeah. I know Chris Dim said pee myself. I said poo myself.
All right.
I don't know if that'd be different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all I got,
think
too.
I think it is. Okay. All right. So you've got scream or poo myself. Elliot, you can go off on your own or take one of those. If you get it, you'll force it overtime. What do you say?
I'm going to go with scream also.
All right. This is for round two and to force round three. Show us scream. Number two is scream. I'm so happy I could cry, scream, burst or explode.
I thought burst. Okay.
Poo myself. Okay. Almost gave you pee, but it said poo or pass gas, not pee. I know.
I'm so happy I could fart. Ain't nobody.
That is written on the jump for joy, sing, dance. Jump for joy, sing, dance. All right. All right, clear the board. This is it now. And we have Biggie and Chris Dim as captains now. It goes to overtime, so the winner of this one will win the prize. Tina and Elliot, stand by. Chris Dim, you're ready. Biggie, you're ready.
Yep.
Top six answers on the board. Name a famous captain.
Krius. Crunch.
Crunch. Number one answer. Tina, that's the number one answer. Captain Crunch, you can play or pass, Tina. What do you think?
Play?
She's playing, man. This is it. Now, you will only have 3 seconds when I go to you. We're pushed for time. Top six answers on the board. Name a famous captain. Crunch is number one. Tina, give us another.
Hook.
Show us Hook.
Good one.
Number two is Hook. Chris Dim.
Captain Stubing.
Show us Neptune Stubing. For my generation, absolutely right. I love it.
Look him up.
I love it. Look him up.
Don't respect the name.
Stubing is not there. Now you have four left and one strike. Name a famous captain. Crunch and Hook are gone. What do you say, Tina?
Kangaroo.
Show us Kangaroo.
My generation.
Number five is Kangaroo. They did that on the game where it was like, who? Okay. Christian.
Captain America.
Show us Captain America. Number three is Captain America. Two left, one strike. Name a famous captain, Tina.
Morgan.
Show
yes!
us Captain Morgan.
Good one.
Two strikes. Chris Dim, you must give one here. They'll get a chance to steal and win.
Captain Kirk.
Show us Captain Kirk. Number four. It comes to this then, Tina. Give us the last one. Number six here. Crunch, Hook, America, Kirk, and Kangaroo are gone. One left. What do you say, Tina, for the win?
Sully.
Captain Sully Sullenberger. Not there, although I like it. Not there. That's right. Okay, you knocked out five of the six. Elliot, suggest an answer here. Famous captain, not Crunch, Hook, America, Kirk, or Kangaroo. Who do you say, Elliot?
Let's see. Jack Sparrow or Ahab?
Jack Sparrow or Ahab? B.B. Shea.
Did somebody say Phillips? I don't know if somebody said
no,
Phillips.
No, nobody said Phillips.
Captain Phillips and, I don't know, Antoniel. That's the only
one. Captain Antoniel. Yeah. Ahab.
I thought Captain Phillips, too. I'm torn between that and Jack Sparrow, but I don't think they call him Captain. So I'm going to say Captain Phillips.
For the win, Captain Phillips! Jack Sparrow.
Oh, man. I've never heard him called Captain.
I think I have, but I don't know the movie that way. Wow, Elliot. Tina. Oh, Tina wins. Elliot, when he said it, I was like, oh, my God, he got it.